This is the Baltimore Sports Free For All.
So, the Baltimore Orioles thought that Dexter Fowler was going to be their leadoff hitter and Yovani Gallardo was possibly going to be on the outside looking in as far as making it on a major league roster was concerned. But now, Yovani Gallardo restructured his deal to a 2-year deal instead of a 3-year. Third year will be an option. Whereas Dexter Fowler is not going to be an Oriole. And as a matter of fact, correct me if I'm wrong, he took a 1-year qualifying deal, or not even a qualifying deal, with the Cubs.
Yeah.
For less money.
Yeah, and apparently he rerouted his plane on the way to Baltimore. So there was a lot of things going on with one Dexter Fowler, because as you said last week, Yovani Gallardo was going to be on the outside looking in, and they had reached a deal with Fowler. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, Orioles have Fowler. Gallardo is now a distant possibility. No. Orioles have Gallardo. Matt Fowler is no possibility now. And in terms of, it was a span of 24 hours that all this happened too. And it was crazy to think that as soon as they signed Yovani Gallardo, then Dexter Fowler took his ball and just went home. And it's quite a business deal that Peter Angelos in the Baltimore Orioles front office made by saying that there was a problem on Yovani Gallardo's physical that immediately devalues him as a free agent.
Yeah, that is very true.
So he could go out and try and test the market after getting that on his books, or he could take a lesser deal, which is exactly what the Orioles did. And now they seem like the Orioles came out ahead on that. I don't understand why more teams now just say, well, there was a problem with your physical.
And I've said this outside of this podcast. I'll say it on here. Say what you want about Peter Angelos as an owner, but as a lawyer, he is very good at what he does, especially in cases like these.
Yeah, I couldn't help but think that that was actually intentional, but I was like, hey, let's sweeten the deal a little bit by saying there was something up with his physical and immediately devalue his get him for a little cheaper.
Now, what were your thoughts on Dexter Fowler's agent just going ham on the Orioles following the 1-year deal with the Cubs?
Oh, okay, got this. You're an agent to do business with other teams, right?
Right.
So by setting a team on fire by saying that, they do really bad practices, they do all this stuff, why would any other team want to do business with you?
Yeah, I mean, when I read what he said in the transcripts as far as, you know, what he was posting on behalf of Dexter Fowler, I just read the whole thing there. And of course, his agent, I believe it was Casey Close, who represents Dexter Fowler and several other players throughout Major League Baseball. In my 25 years in this, I'm just reading this in his angry voice. In my 25 years in this business, never before have I witnessed such irresponsible behavior on so many fronts. Both the Orioles front office and members of the media were so busy recklessly spreading rumors that they forgot or simply chose not to concern themselves with the truth. Yada, 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 disregard this and that. And I'm like, calm down, buddy. You're making a hill out of an anthill.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Matt, thank you.
Is the statement that you're looking for.
But you get my point, though.
I do get your point, and I also get this point, is that at the end of the day, people are going to forget about this, but you've now got that printed that you kind of just burned a bridge with the team and calling them irresponsible. And I've never really – you're not Scott Boras, dude.
No.
You don't represent the high players that need to be taken off the shelves, you know, day one of free agency when that starts. No, you're not representing those guys. You're representing Dexter Fowler. And with everything that was going on with that, the quote-unquote rumors, as he stated, instead of it being a report and a done deal, as a lot of media outlets, including ESPN, were reporting that the deal was done, everything was good to go. Adam Jones is like, yeah, very excited about having a leadoff hitter, and everybody's all hunky-dory. Yeah, this is going to happen. Welcome to Birdland, Fowler. During all of that time, either you or your agent could have come out and denied that a deal actually happened, like Darren O'Day did.
Yeah, at least with Darren O'Day, when I believe it was in January, like early January or late December, whenever that deal was he made with the Baltimore Orioles, the 4-year deal, Darren O'Day, immediately after reports were coming out, at least an hour or two after reports came out, he said, whoa, guys, hold on. I appreciate the gesture and everything, but nothing has been set in stone yet. I just want to come out and make that clear. Dexter Fowler, his agent Casey Close, they could have done all of us a favor here, because you and me, when we heard those reports, It was on Buster Olney's Twitter. So it wasn't like me and Ray just came down here last week and said, hey, Ray, you know what would be funny if you and I just went out and said, Dexter Fowler signs with the Orioles and just made a big thing out of it. No, everybody was reporting it.
Yeah, and because of his, you know, his not-so-good behavior, our podcast was wrong for an entire week. Because I think it came out the next day after we recorded the episode and posted up on sfmsports.net that, yeah, this Matt Dexter Fowler is not going to be a Baltimore Oriole. He's going to remain with the Chicago Cubs. And I can't help but think that the timing of this is kind of tied to the Yovani Gallardo signing. And he probably saw what they did to Yovani Gallardo and made him look like that there was something up with his physical, devaluing himself as a free agent. Fowler was probably thinking to himself, well, I could probably do the same thing. But here, now he's taking less money for the Chicago Cubs. He's not going with a team that pretty much, you know, is going for it all because they've been the number one spenders in this offseason. It's the Baltimore Orioles. And you could have done pretty well at Camden Yards. You could have done pretty well as a leadoff hitter. You were there. You were the leadoff hitter. You were the guy. And now all of a sudden you're going back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Where Wrigley Field is a dump.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame the Cubs one bit for this whole thing, of course. I mean, I don't think Baltimore fans should have any angst against the Chicago Cubs either. Maybe they could have angst against Dexter Fowler because, hey, dude, you made your bed, now you have to lie in it. And, oh, by the way, did that conversation with Adam Jones, did he lie about that as well? I mean, because when you think about it, Adam Jones was on record saying he was excited. And then, of course, afterwards, Adam Jones, once the report came out, said, well, look, Fowler or no Fowler, leadoff hitter or no leadoff hitter, we still got a great squad.
Yeah, because you're going to make Adam Jones look like an ass when Adam Jones is one of the more popular players in the Major League Baseball.
And one of the faces of Major League Baseball.
Especially in this area, how well-loved Adam Jones is, you're going to go ahead and make him look out to be a bad guy. Dude, you are the heel in this situation, is Dexter Fowler. You could have easily come out, as I said, you've had days to do that. You could have easily come out and said, look, the deal is not done. There's been misreporting going on. I don't know where these reports are coming from, but there is no deal done. There wasn't even a verbal agreement. And even Dan Duquette came out and said, wait a minute, that deal's not done. Of course, they could have also come out and said something about it. But at the same time, I do believe that the ball falls into Dexter Fowler and his agent's court, especially if you're going to be salty about it. All the flavors you had to choose, you chose to be salty.
All right, and now the question begs, who will be the Orioles' leadoff hitter going into this year? Now, when you look at the lineup, let's just say we're doing 2 through 9 right now. 2 through 9, let's say Manny, Adam Jones, Chris Davis.
Wieters,
Trumbo. So that's 6 right there. 7 would probably be Hardy, I guess, when you look at it that way. 8 or 9 would be Hyunsoo Kim, and then anybody else after that, Jonathan Scope. So, yeah, Jonathan, actually, you know what? Can I switch Trumbo and Scope? Because I would think Scope would bat after Trumbo. Actually, you know what, Ray? Scope could be your leadoff hitter.
You really think so?
No, I don't. That's wishful thinking. If he was a little faster, then yes, I would have said yeah.
Well, there were reports coming out of spring training, which pitchers and catchers have reported. We've had our first spring training game as of this podcast. It ended in a tie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, geez. I remember a while ago when I was working for a radio station that was the home of the Baltimore Orioles, we were contractually obligated to play the spring training games. We weren't contractually obligated to play them to their conclusion, however, and there was a big, giant rain delay, and they decided to come back on and finish the game when the broadcast decided to end, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody made the decision, the executives made the decision to say, hey, let's just go ahead and pull away, and I remember there was, like, one guy, just one guy, Josh. Baltimore City has, like, what, hundreds of thousands of people, and yet one guy calls and complains about it on the air. And it created kind of a little bit of a firestorm when we just said, it's one guy. He was an old bastard who was just sitting on his recliner, just listening on his little ham radio, probably still listening to it on the AM part of it. And like, dude, baseball's on the FM now. And he's just like, yeah, I can't believe that they cut away from that game. I mean, they cut away from that game, and that's the most pathetic excuse of something I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, dude, it's a spring training game. They end in ties.
Oh my goodness.
Like the one on Tuesday, ended in a tie.
All right, well.
Get over yourself.
Here's a thought on a Baltimore Orioles player that's currently on their 40-man roster who could end up being a leadoff hitter or could end up getting more playing time. That is one 24-year-old, 6'1", 185 pounds, out of Las Vegas, Nevada, center fielder Joey Ricard. Now, I was looking at his baseball reference stats. In 2015, he played in AA, AAA, and in 117 games, Ray, had 321 batting average, 427 on-base percentage, 23 stolen bases, 2 home runs, 55 RBIs, 28 doubles, 8 triples in 117 games played. That sounds like a leadoff hitter right there when you think about it.
I think their leadoff hitter could, if they don't make a move, is, I mean, 100, well, that's a redundant thing. I just did a John Madden right there. If you can't win if you don't score a touchdown. I'm like, yeah, if they don't sign somebody, then it's going to be in their own clubhouse.
If you don't get an Austin Jackson, then you're going to have to worry about getting a Joey Ricard. And we don't even know about Joey Ricard.
Yeah, I kind of was a little redundant right there. Sorry about that. But what I'm saying
is... And I apologize for my John Madden impersonation.
What I'm saying is that in-house, if they were to go in-house for their leadoff hitter, I think, especially with the reports that came out of spring training, was one Hyunsoo Kim.
Yep.
Maybe your leadoff hitter, because they're giving him increased playing time to actually get him acclimated with the club. And if he actually impresses... During that playing time, maybe he could get the leadoff spot for the Baltimore Orioles. But I really think they're making a move outside the club. They still got one more move to make, and they could very well easily make it. And it could be made sometime this week. Could make our podcast outdated as soon as I upload it tonight. Could even be tomorrow. You listen to it, and everybody's like, wait a minute. They're talking about signing a leadoff hitter. They just got Austin Jackson.
Brad Ausmus will come out of retirement out of the Detroit Tigers head coaching job, and he'll be the new I'm just kidding. He's not going to do that. But, yeah, I do think with the Baltimore Orioles and their leadoff hitter situation, I think the best thing you can do right now is just come up with a bunch of lineups day in and day out of spring training, because, you know, week by week until we're leading up to opening day, me and Ray are going to be going by the spring training stats and news and injuries and what's going on with the Orioles. And right now, the Orioles, their first game was a tie, 4-4. Your big offensive hitters were Ryan Flaherty, who had 2 hits and a home run, Christian Walker, who had a home run, and Hyunsoo Kim, who went 0-3, which I guess shouldn't threat too much. It's his first major league action.
But then again, what was Bud Norris's first spring training game like? And that was an indicator for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that is very true.
So a lot of times, spring training can be your indicator of how a person's going to perform in terms of Bud Norris. Yes, you could say he's my boy or whatever it is, but...
I stopped that.
Another name that you failed to mention, what about Mr. Injury-prone himself, Nolan Reimold?
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry. He will be fortunate if he makes the 40-man roster, let alone the 25-man roster. I just feel like he's had enough opportunities up to this point in his career.
Yeah, he's in his 30s now.
Yeah,
so.
32. I mean, 32 years old, but he could have had a lot of promise had he been healthy during his tenure, but let's face it, unfortunately, he just suffered a case of the Daniel Bryans, where he was healthy 1 month, 2 months, and the next thing you know was injured for the remainder of the season.
So he suffered a case of the Brian Roberts.
That too. Except he didn't fall down any minor league steps.
Well, he didn't get hurt from that.
No, he didn't get hurt from that.
But it was the day before he was getting called up to the Orioles.
That was the best.
And I do
I'm
remember
sorry.
Everybody panicking, too, when that happened, because I was on the air with somebody else and hearing... That story is like, wait a minute, everyone's calling in like, what happened? Brian Roberts fell down some stairs? Oh, my goodness. I'm like, yeah, he fell down some stairs, but he's okay. He fell down, like, maybe the bottom step and, like, landed on his butt. It was slippery, and it hurt his ego more than it hurt him.
One player to keep an eye on, and as far as starting pitching goes, is Hunter Harvey, who is a non-roster invitee. 21 years old. He's coming off an injury. Same with Dylan Bundy as well. So those are two starting pitchers that we have to look at moving forward. And hopefully those guys make the roster. Hopefully Hunter Harvey has a solid year. Hopefully Dylan Bundy makes the 25-man roster because, Ray, he needs to.
There's a lot of hopefullys there.
That is a lot of hopefully. Isn't that a bad thing right there?
But what is a certainty is we will be back next week, because this is another edition of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I am Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.